I am back with a new episode of the Ditch That Textbook podcast. With all of the craziness surrounding remote learning, I've kind of been off my game, but I am back and excited to tell you about my brand new book, Tech Like a Pirate, which is out now. Episode 180 starts now.
Hi, I'm Kim LaPree from the Teachers Need Teachers podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. So after 2 years of brainstorming and writing and rewriting and creating and presenting at conferences about it, my new book, Tech Like a Pirate, is finally out. Now, if you're not familiar with the whole pirate thing and this sounds a little odd to you, let me tell you real quick what the title is all about. It is a take off of Dave Burgess's classic Teach Like a Pirate. And in Teach Like a Pirate, Dave had this one line that just kept echoing in my ears. He said, "Don't just teach a lesson, create an experience, because it's an experience that they're going to remember." And so whenever I read that, gosh, it was like 7 years ago, for the first time, I kept seeing all of these ways that technology could help us do that, to create that memorable, unforgettable, exciting, fun learning experience. And so over these last 7 years, I think I've been brainstorming and writing this book without even realizing that I was doing it. And so Tech Like a Pirate is all about helping us to use our classroom technology to make that memorable learning experience and boost learning while we're at it. And so it centers around these seven main principles of ways that we can use our technology to engage our students. They include using social media and mobile apps. They also include using games, using audio and video, collaboration, images, just so much stuff in here. And of course, in each of the chapters, I'll share a story from my own classroom, some of the things that I've tried myself, give you lots of things to think about when it comes to using that in your own classroom as well. There's lots of links too. So there are tons and tons of templates and downloadable things and different things that you can assign to your students that you can start using right away. So if you're interested in getting it, head out to Amazon and check out Tech Like a Pirate. Or if you'd like a little bit of a sneak preview, or if you want to get started with some of the ideas around the book, some resources around it, you can go to techlikeapirate.com. That's my free website where I have a whole bunch of ready-to-go free resources and ideas surrounding all the major themes of the book. So you can just scroll down to the one that fits most for you and you can start using some stuff right away. So that's all available right there, totally for free. And if you go to that website, there's actually a free chapter from the book available right there on the site. So here's the deal with that. When I wrote the original manuscript, it was way too long, like really wordy. And the editors actually ended up cutting out an entire chapter. I talk about seven ways that you can tech like a pirate in the book. Originally, there was eight. And so they cut an entire chapter out. And I thought, well, hey, I can either, you know, throw this thing away or I can make it available to you all to read. So what I did was I took it and put it onto my blog and now you can read it. It's the eighth way to tech like a pirate on the website, on the Tech Like a Pirate website. And it's all about storytelling. This is kind of like the glue that holds a lot of the activities and ideas in the book together. And so if you want to go check that out, I'm kind of calling it like the lost chapter. So if you want to go read the lost chapter from the book, that is available right there on the website. So again, techlikeapirate.com. It's available at Amazon and on Barnes & Noble in paperback as well as in Kindle. I promise I won't make all of these all of these podcast episodes just about things that I want you to go buy, because, you know, I'm obviously all about sharing lots of free practical resources. But this was some news that has hit recently that I had to share with you. So if you want to go check it out, again, Tech Like a Pirate, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available for paperback as well as Kindle. Would love it if you checked it out. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.